Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Before I go to the next section of the story of Musa, let's look at the story of Musa up to this point. Until now, up to this point, Musa is not a prophet yet. He's not a messenger. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us all of this history, record of the life of Musa before Risalah, before the messengerhood or prophethood? You know, it's very important for us to know this background of Sayyidina Musa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting Musa through experiences that he will need in his mission as a messenger. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up Musa in the palace of Fir'aun so that Musa can be an insider. He sees how the government functions from the inside. So he has expertise. He knows what's happening, just like what happened with Yusuf. Where was he raised? He was raised in the house of the prime minister or the treasurer. So he has knowledge of how the government functions and works. Also, Musa has first-hand knowledge of the corruption of Fir'aun because he's seen it with his own eyes. And look at the traveling of Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa travel out of Egypt. And we know that Imam al-Shafi'i says, تغرب عن الأوطان في طلب العلا وسافر ففي الأسفار خمس فوائد تفريج هم واكتساب معيشة وعلم وآداب وصحبة ماجدي. Imam al-Shafi'i says, leave your country in search of exaltation and travel, because there are five benefits in traveling. To relieve your despair, to seek a livelihood, to seek knowledge, to seek manners and new behaviors. And finally, he said, to be accompanying somebody who's righteous. These are benefits that you could get through traveling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Musa travel in the land so that he could learn. Number three, what type of job did Musa serve when he was working with this man? Ra'i al-ghanam, a shepherd of goat or sheep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma min nabi illa wa ra'a al-ghanam. Every prophet has been a shepherd of sheep. Why specifically sheep? And why specifically a shepherd? Being a shepherd is being responsible. And being a shepherd of sheep, sheep are the weakest of the livestock that we have. It is weaker than cows and it's weaker than camels. And that weakness makes the shepherd very alert. He has to have his eyes always open to take care and guard these sheep from a wolf, to take care of them of being lost, because a sheep cannot survive on its own, but a camel can. So the shepherd learns how to be very alert, because the Anbiya are going to be protecting a whole nation. A whole nation of weak people, because خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the human being is weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them go through this training of being shepherds, so that they learn how to be responsible. Because it's the responsibility of the shepherd to take care of the flock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Musa for what? Allah was preparing him for the most difficult job of all. The most difficult job of all is the job of the Anbiya. That's the most difficult work. It is the work of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the particular work of Sayyidina Musa was going to be one of the most challenging work that any Nabi has faced. Because who is Musa going to be dealing with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending him to Fir'aun. Allah is sending him to the man who claimed to be God. أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى وَمَا عَلِّمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Sayyidina Musa to face the oldest monarchy living on the face of the earth, and that is the family of Fir'aun. This family who believed that divine blood is running through their veins. They believe that they are the seeds of God, that they are the children of God. This family that ruled over an empire of the rich Nile River, They have been ruling for centuries and centuries and nobody dares to stand against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send one man against this strong, powerful family headed by Fir'aun. A superpower or an empire or a civilization of its time. That's on one hand. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Sayyidina Musa to deal with Bani Israel, a nation that has some remnants of the religion of Allah. But it has been mixed with so much culture and tradition that it has a different face. And they have been living under oppression for a very long time. And that oppression has eroded the dignity that they have. And it has caused their personalities to be humiliated. And that is what happens to people when they live under oppression for a long time. And we found that in the story of Musa and the two men who were fighting. One of them was from children of Israel and one of them was from the Egyptians. When Musa came to interfere, what did the Bani Israeli say? He said, "You want to kill me like you have killed somebody the day before?" So he betrayed Musa who helped him the day before. So you find that the people who live under oppression for a very long time, they become very selfish. Because the government makes sure that they are divided. Because if they're united, the government will not survive. So they divide the people. They plant the seeds of division among them. So then you have people who are living in their own islands. They are thinking individualistically in a selfish way. These are the kind of people that Musa is going to deal with. A kind of people who lost dignity. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. Go and fight with your Lord. We're going to sit right here. So this was the mission, the difficult mission that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to be faced with. But until now, Musa has no idea what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding for him in the future. Musa has been away from his mother and his family and his country for 10 years. He feels homesick. He misses his family. He wants to go back and visit his mother. He wants to visit his family. So he decided that he's going to go to Egypt secretly. He will sneak in without the government knowing and go and meet with his family and relatives. So he took with him his wife and he started traveling towards Egypt. Musa got lost. He lost the directions. It was a very cold and dark night. And Musa is traveling in this cold and dark night. He lost direction. There is no light. It was completely dark and it was very cold. And Musa is with his wife alone in this very difficult environment. It's desert. That area which is between Sham and Egypt is desert. Musa saw what appeared to be fire far away. And it seems from the ayat that only Musa was able to see it, but his wife didn't see it. Inni anastu nara. I have seen light. It seems that this light, because it was a special light, only Musa was seeing it. His wife couldn't recognize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا.
And he was traveling with his family. He saw a fire in the direction of a tur. He told his wife, "Wait here, I will go and either try to find directions, because that fire must be burnt by some people, there must be some people around it, so they'll give me directions, I need guidance." Musa needs guidance. He says, لَعَلِّي أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى, that I will find guidance next to the fire. What guidance is he talking about? Directions to Egypt.
لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى,
so that I could either bring you some light, because we need light, we are in complete darkness, or I will find guidance. لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى. So Musa walked to that direction. Musa doesn't know what he's going to face in front of him. He walks there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about one of the most amazing conversations that happened in the history of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِن شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ أَيَّا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when he reached the fire, he was called from the right side of the valley, in the blessed place from the tree, O Musa, verily I am Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa,
إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَاخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى.
O Musa, take off your shoes because you are in the sacred valley. You have to come into this meeting with preparation. Take off your shoes. Just like we enter into salah with wudu. So he went into that sacred valley in At-Tur. And then he saw this tree, green tree. There was fire burning in it. But the tree is becoming more green and green. And that fire was not fire, but it was light. And then he watched and he saw that light was extending up to the samawat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. I am Allah, there is no God but me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa in those special moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa,
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي.
There is no God but me, so worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa about the hour, the day of judgment, al-akhirah. Now let's go back a little bit. Musa, what did he want from this fire? He wanted two things. He wanted light, to light up the small area which he and his wife and his sheep are sitting in. But he came back with light for humanity. Musa went to that fire because he wants guidance, so that someone will tell him the direction to Egypt. But he came back for guidance for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي. I am Allah, so worship me. Tawheed number one. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the next order after Tawheed? أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish prayer for my remembrance. Salah was prescribed on Musa in a direct conversation between him and Allah. And how was Salah prescribed on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was prescribed on him in the trip of Al-Mi'raj without anyone in between. That is the importance of Salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what he has told every prophet, and that is the people need to believe in the akhirah, in the afterlife. Sa'a, atiyah, the hour will come. Akadu ukhfiha, I am hiding it. It's so close, as if it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just hiding it away from the people. In this wonderful conversation between the Creator and the servant, Musa alayhi salam, Musa is holding his stick. He's holding his stick which he has lived with for a very long time. He knows his stick very well. Musa knows his stick very well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him about his stick. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is that in your hands, O Musa? What is in your right hand? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to say what he knows about his stick, because Allah wants to show him what he doesn't know. So Musa told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his knowledge, what he knows about this stick which he has owned for a very long time. He said, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He said, this is my stick, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep, and wherein I find other uses. I use it to lean on when I need to climb. And I use it to beat down branches and leaves to feed my sheep. And I also use it for other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Throw it. So Musa threw away his stick, and what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ.
فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب.
So he threw his stick from his hand and it started to shake. The stick is dead, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created life and death. So that stick that is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in it a soul of a snake. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is exactly as creating anything else. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is kun fayakun. But this is unusual for Musa, who knows his stick for a very long time. So when Musa ra'aha tahtazu ka'annaha jan, it started shaking like a huge serpent. Musa, what was his first reaction? It was a reaction of a human being. فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. He ran away and he did not look back. He ran away. فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. He didn't even look back. Because this is his stick which he knew for a very long time, and now suddenly it's a huge snake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training Musa. This natural human fear has to get out of his heart. This is natural. It is a natural human trait to have fear in your heart. But Musa is going to be dealing with situations and he has to have a strong heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing him for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, Ya Musa, أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين. Oh Musa, come here and do not have any fear because you are going to be safe and secure. So Musa came back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ. Put your right hand under your arm. Musa was dark-skinned, as we said. He pulled out his hand. It was white and shining like the moon. Allah told him to put his hand back. He put his hand back. It returned to his natural color. Two signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى, that we may show you some of our greater signs. These are two out of nine signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa, and we'll talk about the other signs later. Now hold your breath for the next thing. This is a short conversation between Allah and Musa. Musa is just confronted with the responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is handing down Sayyidina Musa the responsibility of messengerhood, prophethood. But what was the first command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa? اذهب إلى فرعون. Go to Fir'aun immediately. Musa just received the message right now. And in this conversation between him and Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already handing him the challenging mission of going and facing Fir'aun. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun because he has transgressed all bounds. This is a very, very heavy order. قول ثقيل. This is heavy. Musa ran out of Egypt for 10 years because of fear of Fir'aun. He wants to visit his family and his mother and his relatives and his home country. He's not going there because of the fear of Fir'aun. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him not to go into Egypt, to go to Fir'aun and tell him to follow you. But Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him because of his strength and his iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يجتبي. He chooses out of his creation the best for this mission of prophethood. So Musa did not reject the command of Allah. But he asked Allah for help. Because this is not an easy thing to do. So he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. And look at this wonderful dua of Musa, what he's asking from Allah. Number one.
قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي.
Oh Allah, open up my heart and my chest. Open for me my chest. Grant me self-confidence and contentment and boldness. This mission of facing Fir'aun needs to have a very strong heart, so open for me my heart. Give me strength. Give me confidence.
وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي.
And make my mission easy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the difficult easy.
وَحْلُلْ عُقُدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي.
And make loose the knot, the defect from my tongue. Musa had a problem with speech. We do not know what exactly. There's that story of the charcoal and all that, but there's no evidence for it. Anyway, we know from the Nas of Quran, from the text of Quran, that Musa had a problem with the way he used to speak. Either it was difficulty in pronouncing letters, or it was difficulty in expressing himself, or difficulty in he was stuttering, Allahu A'lam. But he had a certain defect in the way he used to speak. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي, and release one of the knots from my tongue. He didn't ask Allah to make him the most fluent. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release that knot as much as he would need. Aisha radiallahu anha was going to Hajj, and she heard some men talking outside. And one of them is asking, he's giving them a quiz. He said, مَنْ أَمَنُّ النَّاسِ عَلَى أَخِيهِ, who did the greatest favor on his brother? He's asking these men, who did the biggest favor to his brother? Aisha, from inside her hawdaj, from over the camel, she responded and said, Musa. He is the one who did the biggest favor on his brother Harun, because the biggest favor is that Musa asked Allah to make Harun a prophet. What bigger favor could you do for your brother? He asked Allah, oh Allah, make my brother a prophet. No brother has done his brother a favor like Musa has done Harun.
وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي,
and appoint for me a helper from my family,
هَارُونَ أَخِي,
Harun, my brother. And then notice here, the rules of brotherhood in Islam are in the following ayat. Why does he want help from his brother Harun?
أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي,
to increase my strength with him. Your brother and you are stronger together. That's one purpose of brotherhood in Islam. You become stronger when you have a brother. When you're alone, you're not as strong as when you have a brother. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ has always told us to be with the jama'ah. Don't think that you can survive alone in the wilderness outside. Outside, it's a jungle. It's a jungle. And you need to be with the Muslims, because you are like sheep. Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ, the wolf eats from the stray sheep. The wolf will not attack the pack, the flock. The wolf will attack the sheep which is alone. أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. That's number one. And then, and let him share my task, so he will help me in my task. Brotherhood in Islam is not for worldly benefit or gain. Brotherhood in Islam is for
كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا,
that we may glorify you much and remember you much. Verily, you are of us ever a well-seer. We can worship you together. That's why I want to have a brother, so that we can both worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tasbih and dhikr for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَقَدْ أُوْتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Allah said, you are granted your request, O Musa. Allah granted him his request. Now there are a few other points which Musa wants to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. Musa has left Egypt because of the murder case that happened. There was a warrant against Musa. So he wants to ask about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. He said, my Lord, I have killed a man among them and I fear that they may kill me.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعْيَ رِدْ أَنْ يُصَدِّقُنِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يُكَذِّبُونَ قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said, my Lord, I have killed a man among them and I fear that they will kill me. And my brother Harun, he is more eloquent in speech than me. He is better in speaking. So send him with me as a helper to confirm me. Verily, I fear that they will belie me. Allah said, we will strengthen your arm through your brother and give you both power so they shall not be able to harm you. With our ayat, you too as well as those who follow you will be victorious.